My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Well, hello, everybody. I don't think there's any need for this. No, not at all. Because the Detroit Tigers have made a trade. All our prayers have been answered, Rico. Okay. Andrew Chafin going to the Rangers.
There it is. That's what we've been waiting for. You know what? Come 6 o'clock, we may be dropping a chair. Yeah.
Rico, think about the thought of the Texas Rangers getting to throw Andrew Chafin, and Carson Kelly will be his catcher. I mean, the Tigers are single-handedly giving the Rangers a playoff berth. How nice of them.
Well, they did it for the Astros when they gave him Verlander. So, you know what? Yeah, they must love the state of Texas for some reason.
So, we have less than 2 hours for the trade deadline, and we're on till 6, and Mark Ryan comes your way at 6 after the deadline. Here's the deal. Jack Flaherty is still not traded. Now, will he be traded? We wait and see. You got an hour 57 to get it done. Tarek Skubal, not going to be traded. At least I'd be shocked if he got traded, considering Baltimore got their guy. And Rico, very quickly, there is such a seller's market out there. Whether it's Toronto getting an unbelievable haul for Kikuchi last night, or whether it's the trade that just went down where Baltimore gave up Connor Norby. Like, dude, if you don't trade Jack Flaherty, it's going to happen to us again. They're going to get E-rotted again.
Rieger, if you don't trade Jack Flaherty, honestly, now you're reaching fireable offense. Now, this is 2 years in a row. Trade deadline has come. Trade deadline has go. You've got nothing for an expiring contract. That's the thing. Okay, I get the Skubal thing. You want to hold on to him. You want to build around him. He's an ace. You didn't get the deal you wanted. I'm not angry because I said, hold out. Do not compromise when it comes to Skubal. But for Flaherty, you can't just walk away with a conditional first-round pick. That can't be what you get. And unless I hear you're re-signing him, and I'm not talking, we'll talk at the end of the season. I'm talking about come 7 o'clock, Scott Harris says we got a deal and Flaherty's going to be here for the next 3 years. We extended him. Okay, I will power it back. I will stand down. But right now, you let another trade deadline go, it shows me you're not looking like you're really ready for the big time. I don't know what your timetable is. I don't know what you want to do with this team. But when you have valuable assets and you're out of it, and Tigers fans, if you haven't noticed with a couple of games where you got blanked, you're out of it, okay?
Oh, that they've been out of it for a while, but yes.
I know, but the feel good of, oh, well, you know what? We're winning a lot of games all of a sudden in the month of July. Yeah, that was fugazi. That was it wasn't real. Now you're seeing what this team is. Riley Green is out for a while. Like, this team is not good. Jeff, it's Groundhog's Day.
So Rico,
we experienced this last year. We're experiencing it again
this
year.
To be fair, it's not done yet. It's not done yet, and I refuse to believe they don't trade Jack Flaherty. I refuse to believe it. Apparently, according to everybody in the know, there's many teams, including the Yankees, the Astros, the Dodgers, that are still interested. You got about 2 hours left, and I would assume the asking price by Scott Harris is very high. Now, you mentioned 7 o'clock. We get to hear from Scott Harris today at 7 o'clock in person. I'm going to go. I'm going to go, Rico, for you and for the morning show and for this station. I'm going to go, and finally we can ask the man that never talks questions that we've wanted to know forever. But very quickly, if you don't trade Jack Flaherty, it is a colossal failure. Simply because Baltimore, they were looking for pitching. They want to win a World Series. We went over and over and over about it. They settled on lefty Trevor Rogers. Trevor Rogers does have 2 years of control. He also has a 4.5 ERA. And for Trevor Rogers, Baltimore gave up Connor Norby, one of their stud prospects, and Kyle Storrs, who's the guy that John Paul Morosi talked about last night, who is an outfielder that has killed it in the minors and is ready to play right away. That would have been the perfect haul, I think, for a guy like Jack Flaherty. But maybe you're saying to yourself, okay, Flaherty's a rental, Rogers isn't. Flaherty's a righty, Rogers is a lefty. Flaherty has injury concerns, Rogers doesn't. So maybe you're saying that. Well, then ask yourself about Tarek Skubal. Trevor Rogers got you Connor Norby and Kyle Storrs. Don't you think if Tarek Skubal was actually available, which apparently he's not, he would have got the freaking farm. And Baltimore would be so much happier right now with Skubal rather than Rogers. The point is, and everybody's talking about it, if you go on Twitter, if you look at the Baseball Insiders, it's such a seller's market out there. It's such an insane seller's market. Toronto got the Astros' second and third prospect for Usi Kikuchi. That's a lefty, a rental free agent that stinks. He stinks.
I was about to say, nowhere near like Flaherty is. But you know what? They were reaching. They went out there. They got the deal done. And you're wondering, well, why didn't Detroit make that deal? What was Detroit asking for? Rieger, you're right. We still have a little under 2 hours. We don't have to get upset because something can happen. But I'm the closer it gets to 6 o'clock and I hear nothing, the more and more I feel like it was last year at this time when I was on with Cookies. And in the end, the Tigers, yep, there it is.
They got played by E-Rod.
Nothing.
They got played.
They did.
Yes. Well, see, here's the funny thing, though. I'm so curious where fans are because, yes, there's still the chance if you don't move Jack Flaherty that you can extend them. But I kind of feel if you were going to extend them, that would have been done already. Now, again, if Scott Harris at 7 o'clock says we gave Flaherty a 3-year deal, then I think we're all like, okay, we get it. Skubal, Flaherty, Olson, maybe Jobe next year. Let's go to war. So maybe you think of it like that. But I think of it like you have a guy that's a rental, that has a history of back injuries, that had one really good year that you made sure he had. If you can't move this guy when so many teams are eager for his services, what the hell is Scott Harris doing? Is his asking price just way too high? Or is he incapable of the gig?
No, you know what it means? It means he is not part of the panic platoon. The people who just want to sell because, you know, we're all idiots because we want to actually see the team make improvements. This is a team that's not going anywhere. So holding on to valuable assets, okay, great. It makes you feel good. But in the end, what do you get? What did you have? A couple of good days at the ballpark while you're down there eating hot dogs and drinking beers? Because the team's not going anywhere.
No.
And they're not going to win again.
No.
So This is why I laugh when I see guys like Mark Ryan saying, hey, if you want to trade everybody, it's part of the panic platoon. Seriously, Mark?
Come on. I think he threw that on social media. But forget about the comp pick, too. What you could get for Jack Flaherty, because if they don't move Flaherty, the Scott bots, as Mike likes to call them, if they don't move Flaherty, people will say, but you can offer a qualifying offer and get yourself a comp pick. The comp pick would be a low first round pick in the draft, which is fine and good, but you cannot convince me. Right. Well, or maybe a college kid, but you can't convince me though. You can't convince me that you could not have gotten a ton more potentially major league ready players right now if you traded Scoobal at the deadline. Or I'm sorry, Flaherty at the deadline. And here's the other thing too, by the way, Rico. And we'll take your calls. 248-539-9797. How nervous are you? And what do you call it if Flaherty is not moved? We know Scoobal, more than likely, 99.9% chance he's not going to get moved. But here's the other thing. Since you did not move Tarik Scoobal, it's go time next year. You have to go for it. You have to go for not just the playoffs, but everything. You got to spend money. You got to make significant trades. You got to go for it.
It sounds good on paper, Jeff, but weren't we in the same shoes last year and you had to go for it? Because, hey, we were waiting for Miggy's contract to fall off, and it did. And you went out there and got a couple of, signings. All right. Urshela, Canna. All right. Great. Not enough to get you over the top. So, no, I guess for me, if nothing happens. Now, like I said, we got to wait and see. Because if they go out there and they get it done, great. But if they don't, that's the third strike. And I've said it at the beginning of the year. You could ask David. You could ask Kenny. You could ask Mike when he gets back. I was giving him until the trade deadline of this year before I start losing faith in this man.
Deal or no deal? It's not the name of a game show, although it is. I was a big fan of it. It's also the name of a video game. But by 6 o'clock, by the time we get off the air and hand things over to Mark Ryan, is Jack Flaherty moved? And if he's not, what's your reaction? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number if you want to chime on in. Also, we'll get you the return on the Andrew Chafin deal as soon as that becomes known to us. Andrew Chafin's been dealt. Carson Kelly's been dealt. The rest of baseball is bragging about what a seller's market it is. All you can get for rentals, and yet Jack Flaherty's still a Tiger. He stood through the entire game today, just standing there.
For now.
Yes, for now. Let's be fair. You think he gets moved? Right now.
You know what? I have to say yes, because I just think it would just
I agree with you.
Baseball malpractice if you did not get rid of him.
I refuse.
Seeing what the market is, you cannot. Scott Harris can't walk into that press conference at 7 o'clock holding both of these chips and say why he held on to both. Because your timeline, Scott, is you're waiting for the young guys. Young guys aren't ready, so what are we doing? Well, is just what I would ask.
Rico, the other thing, too, is, and I am no genius when it comes to this, but sometimes, Justin Verlander 2017, guys pitch to get the F out of town. They pitched their ass off to get the F out of town. So now that Scoobal and Flaherty are maybe not going anywhere, you wonder what the drop-off is going to be. The other thing, too, is this team has nothing to play for because they're dead. And then the other thing, too, is anybody that wants to say, but, they could extend them. And even if they do extend them, why wouldn't you go to Jack and say, Jack, buddy, we love you. You're great. Here's the deal. You're a competitor. You're 29. You want to play for the postseason. How about we deal you? Scratch your back. We get something in return. Scratch our back. And then we'll revisit the whole extension thing in the offseason. And if you still love us, because you should, because we have Chris Fetter, then we'll sign you. That's what good organizations do.
But Rieger, wouldn't that hurt his feelings?
I don't know about our feelings. You know,
man, F your feelings.
Yeah,
here's a ring. Go get a ring. We'll bring you back.
And millions
of
dollars.
And we'll do this. Yeah.
Yeah, Hatch and I were talking about it. I love when the broadcasters make such a big deal about how tough it is when these players get traded. They don't move themselves. Like, I don't think Andrew Chafin is calling the wife right now and say, honey, honey, you got the U-Haul? Make sure to put the dresser in there and the mattress. Let's get down to Texas. We'll be there in a week. I mean, give me a break. You fly. He's going to be lodged up in a Four Seasons for 2 months away from the family, probably loving it.
Yeah, Rieger, he's not calling up Akil Badu. Hey, Akil, can you help me move a couple boxes? Yeah, you know, if you can bring up some of your buddies from AAA.
I need a little help.
I got pizza and beer. Whoever helps me, pizza and beer. And, you know, if you help me move the heavy stuff, I'll give you $50.
The Andrew Chafin moving party. And then they're going to drive 4 days to Texas. 248-539-9797. It's very difficult on these men. The ticket text is the exact same number. Deal or no deal. Is Jack Flaherty getting dealt? 97 on the ticket.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All righty. Live from Comerica Park. The U-Haul truck is being packed up. Andrew Chafin, I heard some of the injured Tigers and Paws are helping Chafin move a couch, Rico.
Oh, that's nice of them. That really is. Maybe they'll get some bits too. What's Miggy doing? Maybe he can help out.
Well, he's part of the organization. I heard that Miggy and Paws are helping moving a Chafin couch so we can get to Texas. And it's like that Friends episode. Did you watch Friends, Rico?
No.
Oh, when they're trying to move the couch, it's like Ross and Monica and Chandler, and they just keep yelling out, pivot, pivot, pivot. That's a live look in at Andrew Chafin. It's very difficult for these guys to get traded right now.
Right. Hey, Akil Badu, can we borrow your car?
Yeah, you're not using it. You're in the minors.
Right.
All right, so deal or no deal, does Jack Flaherty get dealt before the 6 o'clock deadline? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. And what do you think of this deadline so far? When you see that it's a seller's market, when you see players getting crazy returns for, aren't you saying to yourself, where the hell is Scott Harris? So far, two deals. You got Chafin and you got Kelly. And by the way, Jason Foley's not getting dealt because he pitched today. So I think that's a pretty good indication that Foley who was rumored in some reports is not going anywhere. David, you got some ticket text?
If Flaherty is still here at 6:05, I want Harris fired at 6:06. This team will not be competitive until 2030. Someone else says, upon seeing the market, he better get dealt. Heck, I would have loved Norby for Flaherty straight up.
Sure.
Matt in Rochester Hills says, Gerrit Cole just got placed on the IL with body fatigue. No reason Flaherty shouldn't be dealt. Now go get Dominguez.
And by the way, Dominguez is a guy that can help you right away. He's already got homers in the major leagues. Like, maybe I'm dumb. I think and I hope that Scott, Kenny's nodding his head that I'm dumb. But I think Scott Harris is just playing the role of impress me. I think he has his asking price. Nobody's met it just yet. And he's just holding out and he's playing a little game of chicken. And I think eventually he will have to flinch. But I do believe you're going to get a nice return for Jack Flaherty. I refuse to believe he's not going to get dealt.
Rieger, you can play impress me when it comes to Scooble. And I'm not going to be upset because Scooble is this is my price. I am not budging. If you do not pay this, he's going to be a Tiger. I can respect that. And great. You had standards. But for Flaherty, you can't have 2 years where you had a guy with an expiring deal and you did nothing. See, now, last year, he was all set to move him to the Dodgers. I gave him partial credit.
But he got his
because
deal.
He had the deal in place. He just forgot to talk to the other party.
Just
he
got
was
played.
Dealing.
Yes.
And, yeah, he got stood up at the altar.
See, here's the thing, and we'll probably get the answer to this later when he speaks, because I'm sure Jeff Rieger's going to ask him.
But if 7 o'clock Norby, press conference, people.
If Norby was offered from the Orioles for Flaherty, you say yes. Why are you holding out for more if that's what he did?
Right, but I do think, and I could be wrong about this, maybe in the Trevor Rogers deal, Miami sends Trevor Rogers to Baltimore, and Baltimore gives up Stowers and Norby. Maybe control had something to do with it.
Possibly.
Because you still got 2 years with this Trevor Rogers who almost won Rookie of the Year, right?
And you would only have
you got
this,
nothing.
The rest
you got
of
two
year.
Months
yes,
with Jack Flaherty.
So I get
and,
that.
And we're led to believe Elias, the GM for Baltimore, how much he loves his prospects. And it probably is very difficult for him to give up a guy like Norby.
But at this point, he has to get rid of some of them. They can't all play in the majors. There's no more room on the 40 man.
No. Like, seriously, Elias is going to be looking back after the postseason saying, I'm a dumbass because I tried to go on the cheap and keep all my prospects here when I could have had a guy like Tarek Skubal, obviously anchoring my rotation, a lefty, and I could have had him for three postseasons.
Yeah, and is it wrong? I know this is we're talking Tigers here, but is it wrong that I'm now rooting against the Orioles so that
no.
they can now say, you know what, we want Skubal in the offseason? Just saying. That's just me.
I mean, people in Baltimore, I got to believe, on the radio right now are probably pissed off. Like, what do you mean? Why are you going on the cheap? We are ready to win right now. Let's go to Doug. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Doug?
Hey, what's up, Reese?
Hey, man.
Hey, here's my problem with this whole situation. I've watched or listened, let's just say I've been out of town, to the Tigers play last three games. And to tell you the truth, the people they're putting on the field ain't very good.
Yeah, they're awful.
Our pitchers that you're talking about that could get us what you're talking about, would that necessarily help us win any games? I doubt it. We can go through the lineup of the Tigers against Cleveland, and we don't have a player on the diamond that's any better than they have.
No, but Doug, that's the point. If you trade for close to major league ready players, you start establishing a core, you hope to cut down on this rebuild because make no bones about it, you're in a rebuild. You just are.
Because, Doug, what you're hoping for is that this time next year, you're buying players. You're trying to get those final pieces to the puzzle.
Right, but what I'm saying is I don't think we're even close to final pieces.
Okay, so
I don't think we're not fielding a Triple A team.
Doug, this is how you get better in the bigs, though. So what do you want to see happen?
You tell you the truth, you take your assets right now. You have two of them, and you get somebody who can hit a baseball because right now we have maybe one.
I agree with you.
Okay, so I don't care if they're mid level. I don't care what it is. Pitching is great. I mean, but like I'm saying, you know what? There's not that many, you know, Nolan Ryans out there. Yes, we have Skubal. Maybe he lasts for another 10 years. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I don't really care. The bottom line is is we need at least five positional players that can hit a baseball.
Mm-hmm. And infield. Yeah, you need a starting infield of not guys who are just kind of playing their position part-time. You need a real third baseman, a real shortstop. You need a real first baseman. You need a lot of pieces. I agree with you, and you don't have them right now.
248-539-9797. Deal or no deal? Is Jack Flaherty going to be moved? If he's not, what are you going to think about your Pobo, president of baseball operations? He talks today at 7 o'clock. And then the other thing with Scooble is...
I'm sorry, you're what?
Pobo. President of baseball ops.
Oh, what? Man, you and your stuff, man.
I've never heard that used before.
No? The Pobo.
I'm like, yeah, you got to take a pill for that?
No, Pobo. Sounds like a sandwich. Don't you get the Poi Boy in New Orleans?
That's the Po' Boy.
Yeah, so he's the... You get the Poi Boy.
What do you get in New Orleans?
Pobo. I don't want to say it again. Po' Boy.
Yeah.
Yes. You get the gist of it, though. Here's the other thing, though.
So hold on. This segment, he asked the black man if he watched Friends, and then he also can't say Po' Boy.
Whoa. Is that a white thing, Friends? I guess they all were white. So. You've never... Black people don't watch Friends? No?
Not many.
Not many.
What were you watching?
Pretty much anything but
Friends. Right, anything but Friends.
Right. I was probably, what, Living Single? I was watching another show.
What about Martin? That was a great show.
Yes.
Yeah, Martin.
Name your favorite black show. 248-539.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about, yeah. I was a different world kind of guy. Also like The Cosby Show. Love The Cosby Show.
I grew up on Fresh Prince, guys. There I love go. That show, too.
West Philadelphia, born and raised. Right. Great topic.
This is what happens when your team doesn't make a deal.
Right.
Thank you, Scott Harris. I'm going to tell him that today at 7 o'clock. Scott, we were on the radio, and you made no deals, so we were forced to talk about the best black TV shows. Scott, what is your favorite black TV show?
Yeah, did you like first Aunt Viv or second Aunt Viv? Give us a call.
Your thoughts on Steve Urkel.
Stefan Erkel.
Did you like Stefan Erkel? Oh, great God. Show. Family Matters.
This sensational. Is hilarious to me. I love it.
Sensational show. Yes. What about Kid Dynamite? Anyway, 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Deal or no deal, does Flaherty get moved? And here's the other thing, and we could talk about it. I don't know if people are into it, but the fact that they're not trading Scooble, and yes, I was a guy that wanted to raid the Orioles and trade them, but the fact that they're not, isn't that good news? Doesn't that mean that they have to so-called go for it next year? Isn't that what that means? And that's exciting, or maybe I'm wrong about that too. We'll hit on it. 97 won the ticket. Great show. All except for the very last episode when Will was standing by himself looking around, very sad. Then I'm pretty sure there were two Aunt Vibs, correct, Rico?
No, Jeff, there was only one.
Oh. No, but they look different.
Yes, there were two Aunt Vibs.
He said, but Jeff. They look different. Make a deal, Scott Harris, please.
Seriously, what's your favorite black TV show? 248-539-9797. By the way, Hanging with Mr. Cooper is getting a lot of love. That was a great show. He was the king of 10-day contracts. Remember, he was a basketball player. Great show.
Yeah, I was partial to the Jeffersons, but you know. Let's move on.
Moving on up. Speaking of moving. 248-539-9797. I know my black TV shows. The ticket text, the exact same number. Here's the deal. Deal or no deal, is Jack Flaherty going to get dealt? And then the second part of it is, how are you left feeling about your president, the baseball ops, since I'm not allowed to say Pobo? Now, here's the beautiful thing, Rico, and tell me if you agree, then we'll hit the calls. If Scott Harris, later on tonight at 7, simply says, we love Flaherty, extended, we love Scooble, not going anywhere, Reese is coming back, we love our 1-2-3, we love our rotation. If he says that, that means it's on. Furthermore, we're all good with it. That means you win next year, or at least you're doing your damnedest to win next year.
No, that means that, you know what, the biggest thing I heard out of that is the Flaherty got it's going to get extended. He's already agreed to it. Not something you're going to talk about in the off season. The other thing, my next question is, what are you going after in the offseason? What is the bat? What position player? Where are you targeting? Because you can't specifically say a player, but you can say we're looking at adding some infielder. We're looking at some outfield help. We're looking at going after a catcher so that we don't have to bring Dingler up right now. You got to tell me something. You got to give me your plan for the future, because right now this looks like a rudderless ship.
No, I agree with you. I mean, we've been wondering about the timeline for a very long time. Tonight at 7, he's got to say what the timeline is. He's not allowed to say, well, you know, we got to develop our core. He's not allowed to say we're waiting for the young guys in A-ball, because if that's the case, why are you keeping Tarek Skubal and really Jack Flaherty? Let's go to Joe in Lansing. You're on the ticket. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Joe, what's your favorite black TV show? Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, let's move on.
I'm sorry.
I don't think that they're going to trade Skubal or Flaherty, and that's because earlier today, A.J. Hinch made a comment before the game saying that they're going to trade a couple guys. They traded those couple guys.
Oh, boy.
And that was Carson Kelly and Andrew Chafin. So just based off that, I don't believe they're going to make any more moves. What are you guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's coach speak. I mean, I know AJ knows what Scott is thinking and what he wants to do. I think it's coach speak. It's got to be. Because here's the other thing, Joe. I mean, you never know what's going to be thrown at you. And it's about to get even more wild than it's already been. You got a $125 left in the deadline. It's already a seller's market. These teams are desperate as hell. You look at the Yankees and the Orioles. A half game separates them for first place in the AL East. Like, you don't know what's coming your way. So I don't think you can just determine I'm not trading these guys.
See, I'm agreeing with Joe, because that press conference got called too early, which leads me to believe they already knew, all right, once this Chafin thing is done, we're done, and we'll meet with the media at 7.
Oh, see,
I
disagree.
It wasn't one of those, nah.
So you and Joe, answer this too. You think because the press conference was called by Tigers PR, and I can look at when the email was sent, you think that means they're done dealing? Because after the press conference was called, they dealt one more in Andrew Chafin.
No, that doesn't mean they're done dealing. They still got, an hour and a half?
Yes, I don't think
anything
they're done
dealing. But just based off what he was saying, it leads me to believe that they're done dealing for now, or at least they don't have that right offer that they're looking for.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I can definitely understand why someone will get leaned in that direction with the news of the press conference coming that early. Because I kind of felt that deep down inside, but I know there was plenty of time left. But it just, you can lean in that direction that, so are you done? Are you telling me that's it? No major moves happening? It can feel that way.
If the plan is to just increase the offense in the offseason, keep Flaherty, keep Skubal, we're good with that, though, right? That's a direction. I think we're fine with that. Is that fair to say?
I guess. I mean, it looks like looks like the Rangers are sending over right-handed pitcher Joseph Mantelov and Chase Lee to Detroit for Chafin.
All right. Well, look at what prospects they are. I mean, you're not expecting
Kenny,
a ton.
Kenny's looking that up right now.
We're not expecting a ton for Chafin.
Yeah, Montevello is their 27th best prospect.
All right.
And
what is
trying
he?
To,
a batter?
He's a right-handed pitcher.
Okay, who's the other guy?
Is Chase Lee.
What's his deal?
They're both pitchers.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. Not
fabulous.
Exciting.
I mean, are they're in what league? Like, are these pitchers that are going to start for the rest of the season? Like, is that what he did? Two guys that are major league ready that you just throw in the rotation? Because the Tigers have none of those right now.
Montevello is an A-plus ball.
Oh,
so
okay. He's years away.
You're looking at 2026 for him.
All right. Introduce him to Max Clark.
2026. Woo, love hearing that.
Okay, we're not going to overreact to an Andrew Chafin deal.
You're right. We weren't expecting anything from it. You know what? I'm just projecting everything else that hasn't happened to this deal.
Here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping when Harris talks, it all makes sense. That's what I'm hoping. What are the odds of that? Rico?
It better be some powerful words that he is going to say to make all of this make sense. I mean, he's got to go almost full Kaiser Sose, because I'm not understanding anything right now.
Let's go to Nick. You're on the ticket. Nick wants to speak about a similar topic. What's going on, Nick? Nick, are you there? All right. put Nick on hold. I think Nick is driving cross country. Is Nick helping Andrew Chafin move?
Oh,
is that what's going on there?
Nick's in the, I think so.
Andrew Chafin hired Nick in a truck. That's going to be a long drive. It's going to Rodney in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Rodney?
Rob, you can't miss one of the best five black shows of all time, Sanford and Son.
Great show.
I don't know.
Great
show. Mansion. You big dummy. Yeah, and that's what my father used to call me. He was in the furniture business in Detroit for years. So that was a show that was loved by black and whites. Everyone loved Sanford and Son. Now, going
so he's having a heart attack.
Thing, yeah, Elizabeth.
Take me now, but, right?
Yeah, take me now. Okay. And Lamont used to have the same one, too. My mom coming to join you when Fred would act up.
Fellas.
Sorry, back on track.
Yeah, what do you got on Scooble?
Well, I'm going to be I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed because I'm not have a lot of enthusiasm for our new president. If he doesn't trade him or if he passes on some good deals, I'm just leery, and I'm more leery of Chris Illich. If he keeps Scooble and Flaherty, I'm not looking for Chris Illich to spend enough money to buy batters, hitters next year. Chris Illich is not like Mike. I think he's on the cheap side. And he wants to keep the payroll to a certain amount. I just don't see Chris Illich giving our president enough money leeway to go get some help.
Hey, Rodney.
He keeps both pitchers.
To be fair, when Al Avila told Chris Illich the rebuild's over, now he was wrong, but when he told them the rebuild was over, he went out, he got Erod, he went out, he got Baez. So he did spend at that point. I do think Chris will spend. And even Scott said this, if you believe him or not, when the so-called core is established. But what I would say is the core is now Flaherty and Scooble. It's established.
Yeah.
You better go spend.
Two pitchers.
Yeah.
Two pitchers. And Al Avila was the worst one of the worst GMs in the history of baseball. I didn't like him when trader, I can't think of his name, that left, the president, Dombrowski.
Yeah. We all miss Dave.
Yeah, he should have never let him be GM, run the Tigers. He should have fired him years ago. But I'm still leery about Chris Illich trying to get some bats, which he could have did this year, one or two. Tigers might have been right in there. So I'm not looking for if this is once in a 10 to 15 year time to get some good players for one pitcher. Okay, one pitcher. If you can get three top 15 trade pieces for him, it's in the top 15. Look, you've taken your chance one out of three. Scooble's had two operations. You know what can happen for pitchers.
Rodney, you're dead on. You're dead on. I appreciate the call. No, you're absolutely right. But, okay, here's the core. We were told by Scott Harris in the one comment, I believe it was the Mad Dog Russo, we will spend when the core is established. Here's your core.
Correct.
Go spend. Yeah. Here's your core. Because you only have part of the core for 2 years, and we don't know what the deal with Flaherty is. 248-539-9797, the ticket text,
the
exact
Rieger,
same number. Yes.
It looks like Chase Lee pitches in AAA right now.
Oh, so he'll be in the rotation.
He's somebody that could be up. 1.93 ERA, 18 strikeouts over the 14 innings pitch with AAA rock around this
14
season.
Inning? Is he a starter?
No, he's a reliever.
So he's a reliever.
Yeah.
Oh, make him a starter.
So, yeah.
All right. So that's the scuttlebutt on the two relievers or pitchers you got for Andrew Chafin. You got 1 hour and 17 minutes. Jack Flaherty's still a member of this baseball team. Deal or no deal, does he get moved? What does it all mean? Harris talking at 7. 97 won the ticket. All right. So that was Scott Harris. One of the many interviews he's done. Okay, not many, but that we've quoted, I've talked about. 248-539-9797. Jack Flaherty's still a part of the Detroit Tigers. The deals are insane right now. It's a true seller's market out there. And yet Jack Flaherty, one of the best pitching prospects out there, still in Detroit and a free agent. So I ask you, Deal or no deal? Is Flaherty going to get moved by the 6 o'clock deadline, which is 1 hour and 11 minutes from now? And what the hell is the plan? Scott Harris talks at 7. Now, very quickly, Rico, just to tell you what an insane, crazy, wild seller's market it is right now. I'm looking at Nightingale, Bob Nightingale, who talks about the fact that the Padres just traded for Tanner Scott, who is an all-star closer. And for him, they gave up their second prospect, their third prospect, their fifth prospect, and their 27th prospect. Point is, Jack Flaherty is so valuable. And by the way, the Padres GM used to be and work with Flaherty in St. Louis. Could there be a match and fit there? I don't know. The point is, teams are spending up the wazoo to get players that can help right now to make a playoff chase. And yet one of the guys that's not under contract after this year is still sitting in Detroit, or he's helping Andrew Chafin move. One of the two things.
It's the Padres manager that I used to be with.
Padres manager, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Like I said, Rieger, this conversation at 7 is going to get really interesting. As it gets closer, we're, what, a minute and 10, hour and 10 minutes away?
Yes.
9 minutes away?
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Great show. All except for the very last episode, when Will was standing by himself looking around, very sad. Then I'm pretty sure there were two Aunt Vivs, correct, Rico?
No, Jeff, there was only one.
Oh. No, but they look different.
Yes, there were two Aunt Vivs.
He said, but Jeff, they look different. Make a deal, Scott Harris, please.
Seriously, what's your favorite black TV show? 248-539-9797. By the way, Hanging with Mr. Cooper is getting a lot of love. That was a great show. He was the king of 10-day contracts. Remember, he was a basketball player. Great show.
Yeah, I was partial to the Jeffersons, but you know, let's move on.
Moving on up. Speaking of moving, 248-539-9797. I know my black TV shows. The ticket tax, the exact same number. Here's the deal. Deal or no deal, is Jack Flaherty going to get dealt? And then the second part of it is, how are you left feeling about your president, the baseball ops, since I'm not allowed to say Pobo? Now, here's the beautiful thing, Rico, and tell me if you agree, then we'll hit the calls. If Scott Harris later on tonight at 7 simply says, we love Flaherty, extended, we love Scooble, not going anywhere, Reese is coming back, we love our 1-2-3, we love our rotation. If he says that, that means it's on. Furthermore, we're all good with it. That means you win next year, or at least you're doing your damnedest to win next year.
No, that means that, you know what, the biggest thing I heard out of that is the Flaherty got, it's going to get extended. He's already agreed to it. Not something you're going to talk about in the off season. The other thing, my next question is, what are you going after in the off season? What is the bat? What position player? Where are you targeting? Because you can't specifically say a player, but you can say, we're looking at adding some infielder. We're looking at some outfield help. We're looking at going after a catcher so that we don't have to bring Dingler up right now. You got to tell me something. You got to give me your plan for the future, because right now, this looks like a rudderless ship.
No, I agree with you. I mean, we've been wondering about the timeline for a very long time. Tonight at 7, he's got to say what the timeline is. He's not allowed to say, well, you know, we got to develop our core. He's not allowed to say we're waiting for the young guys in A-ball, because if that's the case, why are you keeping Tarek Skubal and really Jack Flaherty? Let's go to Joe in Lansing. You're on the ticket. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Joe, hey, what's your favorite black TV show? Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, let's move on.
I'm sorry.
I don't think that they're going to trade Skubal or Flaherty, and that's because earlier today, A.J. Hinch made a comment before the game saying that they're going to trade a couple guys. They traded those couple guys.
Oh, boy.
And that was Carson Kelly and Andrew Chafin. So just based off that, I don't believe they're going to make any more moves. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's coach speak. I mean, I know AJ knows what Scott is thinking and what he wants to do. I think it's coach speak. It's got to be. Because here's the other thing, fair. Joe. I mean, you never know what's going to be thrown at you. And it's about to get even more wild than it's already been. You got a $125 left in the deadline. It's already a seller's market. These teams are desperate as hell. You look at the Yankees and the Orioles. A half game separates them for first Steve place Reader. In the AL East. Like, you don't know what's coming your way. So I don't think you can just determine I'm not no. trading these guys.
See, I'm agreeing with Joe, because that press conference
like
got called too. It got called too early, which leads me to believe they already knew. All right, once this Chafin thing is done, we're done, and we'll meet with the media at 7.
Oh, see,
it wasn't
I disagree.
One of those. Nah.
So you think? So you and Joe answer this too. You think because the press conference was called by Tigers PR, and I can look at when the email was sent. You think that means they're done dealing? Because after the press conference was called, they dealt one more in Andrew Chafin.
No, that doesn't mean they're done dealing. They still got, an hour and a half?
Yes, I don't think
anything
they're done
can dealing. Happen, but just based off what he was saying, it kind of it leads me to believe that they're done dealing for now, or at least they don't have that right offer that they're looking for.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I can definitely understand while someone will get leaned in that direction with the news of the press conference coming that early. Because I kind of felt that deep down inside, but I know there was plenty of time left. But it just, you can lean in that direction that, so are you done? Are you telling me that's it? No major moves happening? It can feel that way.
If the plan is to just increase the offense in the offseason, keep Flaherty, keep school, we're good with that though, right? That's a direction. I think we're fine with that. Is that fair to say?
I guess. I mean, looks like we were getting. Looks like the Rangers are sending over right-handed pitcher Joseph Mantelov and Chase Lee to Detroit for Chafin.
All right, we'll look at what prospects they are. I mean, you're not expecting
Kenny,
a ton.
Kenny's looking that up okay. right now.
We're not expecting a ton for Chafin.
Yeah, he look. Montevello is their 27th best prospect.
All right.
And
what is
I'm
he?
Trying to,
a batter?
He's a right-handed pitcher.
Okay, who's the other guy?
Is Chase Lee.
What's his deal?
They're both pitchers.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. Not
fabulous.
Exciting.
I mean, are they're in what league, like, are these pitchers that are going to start for the rest of the season? Like, is that what he did? Two guys that are major league ready that you just throw in the rotation? Because the Tigers have none of those right now.
Montevello is a A-plus ball.
Oh, so okay. He's years away.
You're looking at 2026 for him.
All right. Introduce him to Max Clark.
2026. Woo, love hearing that.
Okay, yeah. We're not going to overreact to an Andrew Chafin deal.
You're right. We weren't expecting anything from it. You know what? I'm just projecting everything else that hasn't happened to this deal.
Here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping when Harris talks, it all makes sense. That's what I'm hoping. What are the odds of that, Rico?
It better be some powerful words that he is going to say to make all of this make sense. I mean, he's got to go almost full Kaiser Sose because I'm not understanding anything right now.
Let's go to Nick. You're on the ticket. Nick wants to speak about a similar topic. What's going on, Nick? Nick, are you there? Put Nick on hold. I think Nick is driving cross country. Is Nick helping Andrew Chafin move?
Oh,
is that what's going on there? Nick's
yeah,
in the.
I think so.
Andrew Chafin hired Nick in a truck. That's going to be a long drive. It's going to Rodney in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Rodney?
Rob, you can't miss one of the best five black shows of all time, Sanford and Son.
Great show.
I don't know, you big dummy. Before. Yeah, and that's what my father used to call me. He was in the furniture business in Detroit for years. So that was a show that was loved by black and whites. Everyone loved Sanford and Son. Now, going
so he's having a heart attack.
Thing, yeah, Elizabeth.
Take me now, but, right?
Yeah, take me now. Okay. And Lamont used to have the same one, too. My mom coming to join you. When Fred would act up.
Fellas.
Sorry, back on track.
Yeah, what do you got on Scooble?
Well, I'm going to be I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed because I'm not have a lot of enthusiasm for our new president. If he doesn't trade him or if he pass on some good deals, I'm just leery, and I'm more leery of Chris Illich. If he keeps Scooble and Flaherty, I'm not looking for Chris Illich to spend enough money to buy batters, hitters next year. Chris Illich is not like Mike. I think he's on the cheap side, and he wants to keep the payroll to a certain amount. I just don't see Chris Illich giving our president enough money leeway to go get some help.
Hey, Rodney.
He keeps both pitchers.
To be fair, when Al Avila told Chris Illich the rebuild's over, now he was wrong. But when he told them the rebuild was over, he went out, he got Erod, he went out, he got Baez. So he did spend at that point. I do think Chris will spend, and even Scott said this, if you believe him or not, when the so-called core is established. But what I would say is the core is now Flaherty and Scooble. It's established.
Yeah.
You better go spend.
Two pitchers.
Yeah.
Two pitchers. And Al Avila was the worst one of the worst GMs in the history of baseball. I didn't like him when trader? I can't think of his name. They left the president, Dombrowski.
Yeah. We all miss Dave.
He should have never let him be GM, run the Tigers. He should have fired him years ago. But I'm still leery about Chris Illich trying to get some bats, which he could have did this year, one or two. Tigers might have been right in there. So I'm not looking for if this is once in a 10 to 15 year time to get some good players. For one pitcher, okay? One pitcher. If you can get three top 15 trade pieces for him, it's in the top 15. Look, you've taken your chance one out of three. Scooble's had two operations. You know what can happen for pitchers anytime.
Rodney, you're dead on. You're dead on. I appreciate the call. No, you're absolutely right. But, okay, here's the core. We were told by Scott Harris in the one comment, I believe it was the Mad Dog Russo, we will spend when the core is established. Here's your core.
Correct.
Go spend. Yeah. Here's your core. Because you only have part of the core for 2 years, and we don't know what the deal with Flaherty is. 248-539-9797, the ticket text,
the
exact
Rieger,
same number. Yes.
It looks like Chase Lee pitches in AAA right now.
Oh, so he'll be in the rotation.
He's somebody that could be up 1.93 ERA,
oh, wow.
18 strikeouts over the 14 innings pitch with AAA Rock around this
14
season.
Inning? Is he a starter?
He's a reliever.
He's a reliever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make him a starter.
So, yeah.
All right. So that's the scuttlebutt on the two relievers or pitchers you got for Andrew Chafin. You got 1 hour and 17 minutes. Jack Flaherty's still a member of this baseball team. Deal or no deal? Does he get moved? What does it all mean? Harris talking at 7. 97 won the ticket. All right, so that was Scott Harris. One of the many interviews he's done. Okay, not many, but that we've quoted. I've talked about. 248-539-9797. Jack Flaherty's still a part of the Detroit Tigers. The deals are insane right now. It's a true seller's market out there. And yet Jack Flaherty, one of the best pitching prospects out there, still in Detroit and a free agent. So I ask you, deal or no deal, is Flaherty going to get moved by the 6 o'clock deadline, which is 1 hour and 11 minutes from now? And what the hell is the plan? Scott Harris talks at 7. Now, very quickly, Rico, just to tell you what an insane, crazy, wild seller's market it is right now. I'm looking at Nightingale, Bob Nightingale, who talks about the fact that the Padres just traded for Tanner Scott, who is an all-star closer. And for him, they gave up their second prospect, their third prospect, their fifth prospect, and their 27th prospect. Point is, Jack Flaherty is so valuable. And by the way, the Padres GM used to be and work with Flaherty in St. Louis. Could there be a match and fit there? I don't know. The point is, teams are spending up the wazoo to get players that can help right now to make a playoff chase. And yet one of the guys that's not under contract after this year is still sitting in Detroit, or he's helping Andrew Chafin move. One of the two things.
It's the Padres manager that used to be with.
Padres manager, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Like I said, Rieger, this conversation at 7 is going to get really interesting. As it gets closer, we're, what, hour and 10 minutes away?
Yes.
9 minutes away? Okay. I think that they're done. I don't think that they're doing anything, but we'll see. You still think that they're working some stuff behind the scenes?
I do. I think he's collecting offers. I think there's still many teams that need a starter as good as Jack Flaherty. I think the Scooble thing is dead for sure, but I do think Jack Flaherty will be moved. I refuse to believe otherwise. However, here's the thing, though. If he's not moved, you still have a really good chance for a happy ending next season. Because if he's not moved, it's fair to assume the rebuild, the build, the core, it's all been accelerated. And that's really good news for the Tigers. The clock is on Scott Harris at that point.
Rieger, you're always a betting man. You want to do double or nothing? You want to get your money
back? What's the bet? I already gave you my $20.
I said, you want to try to get it back or you want to double it?
Have you spent it yet?
Nope.
Oh, good. All right. I'm going to say he gets dealt. You say no?
Okay. I say no.
Crap. 1 hour and 8 minutes left. I say he gets dealt. You say he doesn't. $20 I get if he gets dealt, and I give you, oh my God, that's $40 in 3 days. I'm going to have to ask the boss for a raise.
You're right. You're talking about Jimmy or your wife?
Yes. Both. Yes.
Yes, exactly. One of them. I'm going to have to
Jimmy's going to look at him like, man, you better go ask your wife because you ain't getting nothing else from me.
I'm going to go on one of the corners and hold up a sign just said, I lost another bet to Rico. I need money. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Do we have any ticket text, Dave?
Yes,
and then we can
we
go
do.
Back to the phones.
My prediction is that we all will be pissed off after we listen to Scott Harris talk tonight at 7 p.m. Another one
Well,
said,
real quick, yeah. He's got to answer questions. I know Scott Harris is really good at the word salad, but he's got to answer the questions. He literally has to answer the timeline question. Because if he somehow talks his way around it, what are we doing here?
Marlins GM is the actual WizKid GM. Scott Harris is just a scared person who likes quarter zips.
Yeah, clean it up.
Yeah, yep. I'm going to go ahead and clean that up. I got to believe Harris is just a trade deadline dud of a GM. That is from Al.
Well, that's not good if that's the case.
Hold on. But see, here's the thing, guys, and Al, he still has a little over an hour to change all of our minds.
He does.
And we will say, you know what? We acted too quickly, and, you know, we should have been more patient. But right now, it looks like Scott Harris is not going to do anything, and it looks like, you know, Team Mark Ryan, they get their wish that everybody stays together.
Mark Ryan's going to celebrate, and maybe Mark's right, and maybe it's the best thing for the Tigers. And Mark deserves a huge kudos if Scott comes out today in a couple hours and said, yep, that's our plan. Oh, by the way, we're getting a lot of ticket texts, and I'll answer this ticket text. It simply is an easy answer. The press conference is not at the world headquarters. It's not.
Oh, it's not?
No. So I don't get to go there. Yes, I was very excited.
That would have been great. That would have been real nice. From Will, it says, the problem with Scott Harris is he came from an organization like San Francisco who has won a couple of World Series with crappy teams, so he thinks he can do that here.
Oh, there's a lot of people that believe this team is only, what, 2 to 3 bats away? I don't necessarily believe that. I think over the last, like, if you want to be fooled by the 20-game stretch where they killed it in July and late June, if you want to be fooled by that and said, oh, wow, they average 5 runs a game, this team is good, you just need a couple tweaks, I mean, you can be fooled. But the track record tells you, the team you watched today and the team you watched in the first 75 games, that's this Tiger team. They can't hit to save their life. So you're bringing back the pitchers. They can pitch. We know this. So you better go bolster the offense.
Nothing short of pitchforks and torches to the world headquarters if Flaherty is not dealt for a solid return.
Now, do those pitchforks have pizza on them? Is it going to be like one of those pitchforks that they have for the home run celebration?
That's pretty good, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. You know, this is true, by the way. It was on social media. The executives at the draft, they use those pitchforks. I'm not even kidding, Rico. They use the big stick, the spear, if you will, with the pizza on it when they celebrated drafting players. So I wonder if Scott's going to come out today after a successful trade deadline and use the... I mean, he could just borrow it from the home run celebration stick.
That ranks right up there with the Sheila high fives on draft day. Okay.
All right. 5 o'clock hour just around the corner. A Jeremy Otto update coming up next. We have one more hour left of the trade deadline. And then, holy crap, we can stop talking about what's going to happen. And, well, talk about what did happen, which is going to be great. But I asked the question, deal or no deal, does Jack Flaherty get dealt? Rico and I got $20 on it. If you were to bet $20, which way you going? And what the hell's the plan if you keep them? 97 won the ticket. All right, so that was Scott Harris. One of the many interviews he's done. Okay, not many, but that we've quoted and talked about. 248-539-9797. Jack Flaherty's still a part of the Detroit Tigers. The deals are insane right now. It's a true seller's market out there. And yet Jack Flaherty, one of the best pitching prospects out there, still in Detroit and a free agent. So I ask you, deal or no deal, is Flaherty going to get moved by the 6 o'clock deadline, which is 1 hour and 11 minutes from now? And what the hell is the plan? Scott Harris talks at 7. Now, very quickly, Rico, just to tell you what an insane, crazy, wild seller's market it is right now. I'm looking at Nightingale, Bob Nightingale, who talks about the fact that the Padres just traded for Tanner Scott, who is an all-star closer. And for him, they gave up their second prospect, their third prospect, their fifth prospect, and their 27th prospect. Point is, Jack Flaherty is so valuable. And by the way, the Padres GM used to be and work with Flaherty in St. Louis. Could there be a match and fit there? I don't know. The point is, teams are spending up the wazoo to get players that can help right now to make a playoff chase. And yet, one of the guys that's not under contract after this year is still sitting in Detroit. or he's helping Andrew Chafin move. One of the two things.
It's the Padres manager that I used to be with.
Padres manager, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Like I said, Rieger, this conversation at 7 is going to get really interesting. As it gets closer, we're, what, hour and 10 minutes away?
Yes.
9 minutes away? Okay. I think that they're done. I don't think that they're doing anything. But we'll see. You still think that they're working some stuff behind the scenes?
I do. I think he's collecting offers. I think there's still many teams that need a starter as good as Jack Flaherty. I think the Skubal thing is dead for sure. But I do think Jack Flaherty will be moved. I refuse to believe otherwise. However, here's the thing, though. If he's not moved, you still have a really good chance for a happy ending next season. Because if he's not moved, it's fair to assume the rebuild, the build, the core, it's all been accelerated. And that's really good news for the Tigers. The clock is on Scott Harris at that point.
Rieger, you're always a betting man. You want to do double or nothing? You want to get your money
back? What's the bet? I already gave you my $20.
I said, you want to try to get it back or you want to double
it? Have you spent it yet?
Nope.
Oh, good. All right. I'm going to say he gets dealt. You say no?
Okay. I say no.
Crap. 1 hour and 8 minutes left. I say he gets dealt. You say he doesn't. $20 I get if he gets dealt, and I give you, oh my God, that's $40 in 3 days. I'm going to have to ask the boss for a raise.
You're right. You're talking about Jimmy or your wife?
Yes. Both. Yes.
Yes, exactly. One of them. I'm going to have to
Jimmy's going to look at him like, man, you better go ask your wife because you ain't getting nothing else from me.
I'm going to go on one of the corners and hold up a sign just said, I lost another bet to Rico. I need money. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Do we have any ticket text, Dave?
Yes,
and then we can
we
go
do.
Back to the phones.
My prediction is that we all will be pissed off after we listen to Scott Harris talk tonight at 7 p.m. Another one
well,
said,
real quick, yeah. He's got to answer questions. I know Scott Harris is really good at the word salad, but he's got to answer the questions. He literally has to answer the timeline question. Because if he somehow talks his way around it, what are we doing here?
Marlins GM is the actual whiz kid GM. Scott Harris is just a scared person who likes quarter zips.
Yeah, clean it up.
Yeah, yep. I'm going to go ahead and clean that up. I got to believe Harris is just a trade deadline dud of a GM. That is from Al.
Well, that's not good if that's the case.
Hold on. But see, here's the thing, guys, and Al, he still has a little over an hour to change all of our minds.
He does.
And we will say, you know what? We acted too quickly, and you know we should have been more patient. But right now, it looks like Scott Harris is not going to do anything, and it looks like, you know, team Mark Ryan, they get their wish that everybody stays together.
Mark Ryan's going to celebrate, and maybe Mark's right, and maybe it's the best thing for the Tigers. And Mark deserves a huge kudos if Scott comes out today in a couple hours and said, yep, that's our plan. Oh, by the way, we're getting a lot of ticket text, and I'll answer this ticket text. It simply is an easy answer. The press conference is not at the world headquarters. It's not.
Oh, it's not?
No. So I don't get to go there. Oh. Yes, I was very excited.
That would have been great. That would have been real nice. From Will, it says, the problem with Scott Harris is he came from an organization like San Francisco who has won a couple of World Series with crappy teams, so he thinks he can do that here.
Oh, there's a lot of people that believe this team is only, what, 2 to 3 bats away? I don't necessarily believe that. I think over the last, like, if you want to be fooled by the 20-game stretch where they killed it in July and late June, if you want to be fooled by that and said, oh, wow, they average 5 runs a game, this team is good, you just need a couple tweaks, I mean, you can be fooled. But the track record tells you, the team you watch today and the team you watched in the first 75 games, that's this Tiger team. They can't hit to save their life. So you're bringing back the pitchers. They can pitch. We know this. So you better go bolster the offense.
Nothing short of pitchforks and torches to the world headquarters if Flaherty is not dealt for a solid return.
Now, do those pitchforks have pizza on them? Is it going to be like one of those pitchforks that they have for the home run celebration?
That's pretty good, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. You know, this is true, by the way. It was on social media. The executives at the draft, they use those pitchforks. I'm not even kidding, Rico. They use the big stick, the spear, if you will, with the pizza on it when they celebrated drafting players. So I wonder if Scott's going to come out today after a successful trade deadline and use the... I mean, he could just borrow it from the home run celebration stick.
That ranks right up there with the Sheila high fives on draft day. Okay.
All right. 5 o'clock hour just around the corner. A Jeremy Otto update coming up next. We have one more hour left of the trade deadline. And then, holy crap, we can stop talking about what's going to happen. And, well, talk about what did happen, which is going to be great. But I asked the question, deal or no deal, does Jack Flaherty get dealt? Rico and I got $20 on it. If you were to bet $20, which way you going? And what the hell's the plan if you keep them? 97 won the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.